was coming out the store the other day, then I ran into my man I haven't seen in a while. We used to call him Positive Paul. We called him Positive Paul because he always had something positive to say. He said he no longer go by the name of Positive Paul, but now they call him Problem Paul. I said, Problem Paul? He said, yeah. And then he started breaking down all the problems that he had. He said, lately, a lot of things got me down. I find it hard to smile, so I frown. It's been 15 years, they trying to keep me in my past. I've been having dreams I died, with both my wrist slashed. My sister stood up at my weight and said, let's make this fast. She called me another name for a donkey butt.
There's a voice in my head say I'm better off dead. There's a voice in my head say I'm better off dead. There's a voice in my head say I'm better off dead.
I told him, call on the Lord to keep that voice out his head.
I got a letter other day, say my wages are garnished. Now I'm 500 in a hole and I can't make mortgage. Now Obama is telling me I gotta have health insurance. I missed one payment and child support gave me a warrant. Now I'm walking down the street trying to clear my head. Here go that voice again, all up in my head. There's a voice in my head say I'm better off dead. There's a voice in my head say I'm better off dead. There's a voice in my head say I'm better off dead. I told him call on the Lord to keep that voice out his head.
Sometimes my kids won't talk to me,
they act like I'm not the father.
I come and call and they say don't bother.
I ask them what's the matter,
let's talk what's going on.
Before I can say another word they hang up the phone.
I'm driving in my car trying to clear my head.
Here go that voice again, you better off dead. There's a voice in my head say I'm better off dead. There's a voice in my head say I'm better off dead. There's a voice in my head say I'm better off dead.
I told him call on the Lord to keep that voice out his head.
Now the cops pull me over and they taking me to jail
for an old warrant
and 400 was the bail.
I asked him how many warrants,
only one he could tell.
I don't have the money so he put me in a cell.
Until I go to court, this is where I'm gonna dwell.
The toilet don't work, plus one my celly smell.
There's a voice in my head say I'm better off dead. There's a voice in my head say I'm better off dead. There's a voice in my head say I'm better off dead.
I told him call on the Lord to keep that voice out his head.
Now 3 days later, I'm in front of the judge.
The judge explained to me just what it was.
I told him I took care of this about 2 years ago.
He said, I see now, but you still owe
$1 for paperwork, pay that, then you go.
I asked him, was it just $1 I owe?
He said yes, then I asked him why.
Why did they have my bell jack up so high?
He called the next case and he didn't tell me why.
The devil's in my head telling me just die.
There's a voice in my head say I'm better off dead. There's a voice in my head say I'm better off dead. There's a voice in my head say I'm better off dead.
I told him call on the Lord to keep that voice out his head.
So I go to work with release papers in my hand.
The job fired me like they couldn't understand.
I was locked up, there's no way I could come to work.
I tried to call collect, but that didn't work.
He said I'm too late, plus he hired another clerk.
Then he ripped his logo off of my shirt.
There's a voice in my head say I'm better off dead. There's a voice in my head say I'm better off dead. There's a voice in my head say I'm better off dead.
I told him call on the Lord to keep that voice out his head.